I'm going to call Chad Hoy on Skype. How you doing, baby boy?
I am pretty good.
That's good.
Yeah, say the least.
Welcome to episode 5 of the Dad Podcast.
Oh, I hate that.
This is a bonus episode, ladies and gentlemen.
And
depending on when you're listening to it.
Yeah, that's true. And your boy, your boy's got a little bit of licky in him.
What?
Yeah,
it's still September, so, you worthless piece of trash.
Yeah, but
I'm just kidding. I didn't mean that.
It's close enough, you know.
It is close enough. That's what they always say. When you're close enough, you may as well just quit early.
Yeah, that's how I do everything.
Yeah. What are you drinking?
Okay, so I'm really proud of this. It is whiskey cider.
Oh boy, that looks good.
And it's got to mask the alcohol even more.
Uh huh.
Because you know how, like, you don't drink alcohol for the taste; you drink it for the feelings, right?
Yeah. Well, liquor for sure.
Well, yeah. Well, okay. I like spiced rum, but we don't have to get into it.
Right.
But
we got in that last time.
Oh yeah, true. But yeah, it's we put cinnamon in it.
Oh boy.
And it like I guess apple cider already has like a little cinnamony taste.
Ooh. Wow.
But like we put ground cinnamon in it, and like you like there is like this is a 16-ounce mason jar.
Yes.
And there's like 5 shots in it, and I have no idea. So I'm drinking it slow.
That's fall AF, and I love it.
Well, it's fall, you know,
we had to
transition sometime.
Yeah, we did, you're right.
Fall is life, that's really funny.
I had a, it's not mine, but it is true. I had pumpkin spice tea a little bit ago, and then I immediately chased that with about 4 of these Little Kings. I'm on number 5.
Ooh, Little King.
Little Kings.
Sounds fun.
The original cream ale. Here's what is fun about these, Chad.
The original cream ale.
The original cream ale. That's what they called me in high school.
Oh, no.
But no, these Little Kings, baby boy. Look at this bottle in my hand. It's very tiny.
Okay. Oh, wow, yeah.
It is 7 fluid ounces.
Oh, okay.
But it is 5.5% alcohol per volume.
Okay.
Therefore, it is stronger than a 12 fluid ounce 5.5 alcohol per volume beer.
Mm.
And therefore, we're going to have a good time on episode 5 of the Dad Podcast.
To say the least, yeah, I think so.
So, so I really don't want to talk about it, but I wanted to say this joke.
Okay.
Should we talk about the elephant and the donkey in the room?
You want to talk politics?
I really don't want to talk politics. I just wanted to say that. Clever ass joke.
Oh, okay.
You know, I mean, that's what Twitter's for right now. I don't feel like being in a bad mood right now. The debate was last night, from the time of our recording this, for those of you listening.
Because today's Tuesday, yesterday was Monday.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
Yes.
Good.
At the time of us recording, the first presidential debate was last night. And yeah, we're not going to get into it. This is not that kind of podcast. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I don't really want to get into it either, so that's
no,
fine.
Me neither. I'm a little, I haven't been on Twitter all day. It's just, there's a lot of feelings and a lot of emotions. And
I would like to say one thing.
Go ahead, yeah.
We're fucked.
Yeah.
And that's my political view for this election. It's just, it's over.
I mean, the thing is, though, we all just need to be adults and realize that either it's going to be okay or the world's ending. And Jesus is coming back, and if we are good and say our prayers and love one another, maybe, just maybe, we'll make it out of here.
Maybe we could go with it. Yeah.
Before the Leviathan comes out.
Oh.
Which might be when the two presidential candidates form together and fuse and become their true form.
That'd be so wild.
That'd be kind of badass, but incredibly disturbing.
Yeah. It'd be something special.
Yeah. Something special indeed. But yeah, so Chad, what have you been up to since we last talked?
Okay, so I, do you want to do like this for like a two truths and a lie thing? Because I thought of some.
Yeah, if you have a two truths and a lie, let's do it. Hit that music, Cameron.
I dig it.
Did you listen to the last episode, Chad? Did you hear this music yet?
Yeah, I've listened. I listened to it last night, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, no, it's good music. I just heard it. Come on.
Cool. Yeah, I mean, yeah, right now. Just, yeah. That's good. All right. Lay it on me.
All right, so, and this will be just me telling you about my week, except there's one lie. So.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so the most interesting thing that happened this week is definitely I shop at Aldi, the poor people store, but the good quality poor people store.
I love Aldi.
Yeah, Aldi is fantastic. Shout out to Aldi. This podcast brought to you by Aldi. So I go to Aldi, and on the way in, a beautiful, beautiful woman. Not just says hi. Every now and then, an actual pretty girl will like say hi to me, and I'm like, whoa, that's odd.
Yeah, just it's alarming. Off.
Yeah, when an actual pretty girl is like, not mean, I guess, and like looks you in the eye and it's just like, hi, you're like, whoa, what alternate universe have I stepped into?
Yeah, it's like, did I do 1,000 push-ups before I left the house? I don't remember.
Yeah, did I get buff as hell just now? Because if I didn't, my confidence is making me buff as hell right now.
Did anyway. My morning shit drop 25 pounds off of my midsection?
If only. So not only does a beautiful girl at Aldi, so she's walking out, I'm walking in.
Right.
And like the door, like they're, it's two glass doors and they're like separated by glass between them, like the entrance and the exit. It's not like we're going in the same door. Like we're going into separate sections of the store while she's leaving. And, she just says, hi. And I'm like, hi. And then she's like, my name's, oh my God. I forgot her name.
Oh my gosh.
I was so taken aback that I.
There's a lot going into this right now that makes me think this is the lie right off the bat.
Okay, well, believe what you want.
Let's call her Francesca. And all her friends call her Frankie.
It was an A name.
Francesca.
Sure.
And okay, all her friends call her Anki.
Okay, it doesn't matter. But she introduced herself, and I was like, hi, I'm Chad. I'm going to go shop now. And, like, just wait.
No and just, way!
Yeah, I mean, like, what am I going to, like, I choked.
Hey, I'm Chad. I'm going to go shop now.
I choked. This girl introduced herself to me, and she was very pretty. And I was like, hi, I'm Chad. I need some onion powder, so I'm gonna head on in there. But hope you enjoy the shop experience. Okay, goodbye.
Okay, what else happened this week?
That's the first thing. I work in a bank. I don't know if everybody knows that. The second thing that happened this week is a man came in to deposit money, and I like misheard him. Like 4 or 5 times.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and he just treated me like a complete dumbass. And he didn't have anything, like, filled out. So, like, I'm filling stuff out, and he's, like, making me feel like I'm the one who's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to sock him in the face. That's really all there is to that.
Okay, yeah.
It's just, like, if you... With any, like... customer service industry, there's gonna be people who really just don't get it.
Oh, yeah.
And that guy just didn't get it. It's like if I go to a grocery store and I never am impatient with the person if there's like a long line.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not like I'm going to be a dick. It's not their fault there's 30 people here in one line.
Exactly. You know? Yeah.
Yeah. And like my bank never gets, I mean, it never gets that crowded. But this guy, it's like, if you're in a hurry, how about you come in 5 minutes sooner, asshole?
Right.
Thought, yeah, if you're in a hurry, don't make me feel bad because you're the one in a hurry who should have left earlier.
Yeah. Dude, I worked
your dog died. Maybe you had to bury him. I don't know. Oh, doesn't mean you have to be an asshole to me, okay?
Yeah. No, you're right. I worked at Payless Shoes for a solid 2 months, and that was enough to realize just how horrible the public is.
Oh, yeah, I remember when you did that.
Yeah.
Those were the Iwoo days, right?
Those were the Iwoo days.
Or the Iwoo, like, day.
Yeah, basically.
In the grand scheme of things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and then the third thing that happened to me this week is on Sunday. Mm-hmm. So my roommate has a dog with his girlfriend. It's the cutest dog. It's like a... All I know is it's part corgi.
Parkour.
So she's kind of... Do you know corgis?
Yeah, I know corgis.
So it's kind of got like a corgi body, but it's like a black lab.
Oh.
And she has... Yeah, she's like a little... She's a little bit bigger than like your average and a little less hot doggy.
Yeah.
Like she's not as long.
Oh.
She's really cute. And she's really small and she has these big old paws.
Big old paws.
And she was over here on Sunday because they usually... So, like, Will's our housemate, but, like, he basically lives in his girlfriend's apartment. So, uh-huh. Like, he's just over there. Because her apartment lets her have a dog without a deposit. So, like, the dog's over there, too.
Rad.
I kicked the dog on accident.
Oh, yeah. No. And I bet you felt horrible.
I was unaware that she was, like, here at the house.
Oh, no.
And, like, I am a little hung... Wait, yeah, Sunday. Yeah, I was a little hungover.
Uh-huh.
And I was a little out of it. And I walked downstairs, and she was, like... You've never been to my house, but, like, I basically live in the attic.
Right.
And it's kind of like you go up, and then you turn, like, 180 degrees, basically, and go the rest of the way up the stairs.
Right.
And she was on the landing.
Oh,
and
no.
I did not know, and just booted her. Like, like it was like it was almost like I had done it on purpose because of how good the kick it was. Like, it was just a solid shot to the chops. And I was like, oh, baby, I'm so sorry. And I tried to, and she was scared of me for the rest of the day.
I stepped on one of my friend's cat's paws, and I still think about that.
That's awful.
That was like a year ago, maybe.
And I'm like Uncle Chad. Like when she comes over,
yeah.
I'm always like, Stacey? Because they named her Scorsese after the director.
That's so rad.
And I'm always like, Stacey? And she comes up and she hops up and we snuggle a little bit, you know?
I'm dying.
But she was scared of me.
I'm going to go on record and say that that is worse than putting your friend's baby infant boy into a ceiling light.
Into what?
Into a ceiling light.
I thought you said peanut butter.
What?
And I thought of that the meme where the kid's covered in peanut butter.
Yeah. Oh, man. And
I was like, why the hell would you go that direction with that joke?
No.
But that's a not. A ceiling yeah. light. Which so is kicking just... a dog you think is worse than the light?
I don't know. I just wanted to throw a throwback to episode one. For all okay, of our OG fair. Listeners, thanks so much. I love you so much.
Also, I'm going to let that kiss. Yeah, I'm going to let that kiss finish.
Thank you. For those of you keeping track at home and playing along, Chad, why don't you review those three options of your week?
All right, so it all need. Oh, I just took a sip of that. That cider. Stronger now than it was at first. Anyway.
Settling. Yeah.
So the first thing that happened to me this week, a beautiful woman introduced herself to me at the store, and I just remembered her name, Annalie.
Mm.
It was weird.
Beautiful name.
Yeah.
I like L's in names. It's a weird thing of mine. Not like a kinky thing, but like I just like when L's are in names. I think it sounds really pretty.
Okay, number two. Number two, just a guy was an asshole to me at the bank, basically.
That sounds real.
That was just a small update.
Right.
You know, that one's just like, you know, maybe that's true. Who knows? You never know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then number three was I kicked my roommate's dog on accident. On accident.
Oh.
But it did happen, and I do feel bad about it. So
I'm going to say that one's the lie.
The dog?
Yes.
No, it's not.
Dang it!
That one happened.
Crazy. Which one's the lie, then? I thought you were trying to throw me off by using my emotions against me.
Yeah, no, it was the first one. Yeah.
I was rooting for you. We were all rooting for you.
So, beautiful girl did say hi to me, but she didn't introduce herself or anything.
Oh, she just said hi in passing.
Yeah, but it was like a really direct, eye contact-y hi, and I was like, hello.
Yeah, that's the worst. I get that like once a week when I go to my local coffee shop, the Frothy Monkey.
Ew.
No, it's amazing.
No, who names it that, though?
The Frothy Monkey?
Yeah, it's gross.
Ew, that is pretty gross. Frothy is a gross word.
It is.
And then to pair it with monkey.
Frothy sounds like the monkey has rabies.
Yeah, no, it's just that
frothing at the mouth.
They brew their coffee with banana, and it's all foamy, and it's delicious.
Really?
Yeah, dude. I got an iced white monkey mocha because I'm a basic bitch. Every time I go in there, and it's like white chocolate, you know, coffee, espresso, milk, and a little bit of banana syrup.
Okay, here's a question: how have you lost weight? With the shit you consume? I do not understand.
I don't know, man. I really don't.
Do you just, like, bust your ass when you work out?
I really do work hard at it because I have no self-control when it comes to eating. Like, literally last night, yesterday in general, I woke up and I ate a couple pumpkin pie donuts.
Jesus, that sounds incredible.
Yeah, it was great. And then I had I heated up some buffalo chicken and french fries for lunch. And I had cereal for dessert after that. And then cereal is no longer a meal. It's no longer breakfast. It's dessert.
What was it, Reese's Puffs?
No, hell no. It's Special K, Chocolatey Delight.
Special K. Oh. Special gay.
Dude, when I was a kid, I used to eat Bran Flakes on the reg.
I like Raisin Bran a lot.
Yeah, man. It's good shit. But so is Special K, Chocolatey Delight.
No, but not plain Bran Flakes.
No, I would eat plain Bran Flakes.
That's disgusting. That's gross and disgusting in one word.
I think that's why I used to poop 6 times a day.
Mm. Now it's just like, what, 3 or 4?
No, I only go once a day now. For all of you listening at home that you wanted to know. I only go once a day now, man. It's
once a day, like those vitamins.
They're very like good those for you. Vitamins. They're both soft and chewy.
This podcast brought to you by Once a Day for Women. We couldn't get Once a Day for Men to sponsor us, but we're working on it.
Yeah. Yeah, so anyway, so yeah, I was eating all that crap yesterday, and then we went and played tennis. I got on my stationary bike earlier before that, and then we went to a bar, and I ate a big bacon cheeseburger and some french fries, and I drank a couple Land Sharks, and today I was like a pound lighter than yesterday, so I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know.
That's just the I don't give a shit diet.
It is, but I do work out like 2 hours a day.
2 hours?
About after like
you lift it all or what?
Not anymore. I used to. I do like 45 minutes to an hour and a half on my bike. And then I do 30 minutes, well 25 minutes of T25 every day.
What's T25? I don't even know what that is.
You know, Insanity?
Oh, yeah.
It's the same dude, but it's only for 25 minutes a day, and it's, like, different, like, focus groups or whatever. So for 25 minutes, you just don't stop moving.
Is Insanity, like, an hour or what?
Yeah, Insanity's an hour, but, like, it's terrifying. I've started it, like, three times, and, like, I just couldn't, I could not do it. But 225, I can.
I have pretty good stamina, but, like, I really don't think I could do.
You should do T25.
I would. I think I would do that.
Yeah, it's pretty rad.
Can you, like, burn those and send them to me?
No.
For those at home, Cameron nodded his head as he said no, so that's why it was very funny.
No, I didn't. But
for those of you at home, I'm just kidding.
But yeah, I don't know, man. I eat what I want, but I also, like, I have a Fitbit. I have a Fitbit. And I really keep track of, like, you know, I eat what I want, but I still try. I stay under 2,000 calories, and except for yesterday. And yeah. I just work out a lot, like a lot. But, like, I multitask.
I think I should do the calorie counting thing. I think that would help me a lot.
It really does, man. Keeps you
accountable. Because I do a no-carb diet, but I'm always hungry.
I love carbs.
No, I mean, doesn't fucking everybody in America love carbs?
Everything, like, is a carb.
The American diet is like bread, 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 bread.
Yeah, man.
I just did that to the shots anthem.
I knew you did. I about just like bread, 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 bread. That's my favorite.
This,
everybody! This seems like...
It's a pasta!
Oh, man.
Have some breadstick!
Bread, 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 bread. Bread, 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 bread.
Oh, my God.
Man.
Speaking of which, speaking of carbs.
Speaking of sandwich. Thinking.
Oh, baby.
Oh.
I was listening to a podcast, Mabim Bam, which is like, God, I love that podcast. But they just talked about Pizza Hut brought out a new grilled cheese stuffed crust pizza. I mean, it sounds good, but it also sounds terrifying.
You know what? I have a theory.
Go on.
Restaurants that do that, like Pizza Hut, and especially Burger King,
yeah,
they're trying to kill the poor.
You made that. You're making that up.
How much is that grilled cheese thing for Pizza Hut?
I mean, probably as much as any pizza.
Okay, but how many people does it feed? You think?
I mean, like. How much does a normal pizza feed people?
Well, four? Me, I used to eat a large pizza and a bag of crazy bread by myself every Monday night senior year of high school, so.
Oh, my God.
That's how I got up to 350 pounds.
The thing is, I can easily do that.
Oh,
but
easily.
I don't.
Yeah, you can't. Oh, my gosh.
Like, so I'm doing no carbs, but I do cheat.
Well, like, yeah.
Like, probably every weekend, let's be honest. But, like, it's usually small, but sometimes it's Sunday, and I'm like, I'm going to go to fucking Little Caesars and get a whole pizza, and that's my meal for the day.
Yeah,
like,
that's how you have to do
it. Whole pizza throughout the day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And crazy bread.
And that's okay.
I mean, it's two meals of, like, four slices if you think about it.
Yeah.
But that is so many...
I mean,
oh my gosh.
There's your 2,000 cal for the day. You just got to ration it.
No. Dude, Little Caesars has... No,
Little Caesars is a lot more. You're right.
A pizza from Little Caesars probably has 3,000 calories in it, at least.
Yeah, it has to. I was on a fast track to dying at 24.
Now you're on a fast track to dying at, like, 31.
I already said on this podcast, I'm going to die March 16th, 2030.
So that's what, 14 years? You're 23 now? That's 37.
Hold on, I meant 20. Wait, yes, that's right. That's exactly it. I'm going to die when I'm 37.
No, anyway. You're not. Okay, yeah.
But yeah. No, Burger King, okay. I do radio. I put together, like, I write scripts.
Humble brag. I do radio.
Whatever. It's not a humble brag.
Go on.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway. So I write scripts for our local Burger King. Well, they send me the information, and then I put it into coherent sentences, and then I have Miranda voice them. But, like, they are the most terrifying deals ever.
Try our Whopperito.
Oh, my gosh. That was the last one I did. Whopperito. Those are ridiculous. Hold on. I'm going to pull up a script, and I'm going to read to you.
Oh, please do.
Just one, the ridiculous amounts of food they give you for just the most,
like, $5.
Yes, you can get so much food for nothing, and I think it's because Burger King and the government want to kill the poor with these horrible foods that is affordable. It's accessible. It's like feeding rats poison.
Read that, and then I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna counter your theory.
That's okay. All right. I want you to. I'm looking it up right now. Hold on.
Can I just counter your theory before then? Or do you think it'll take a long time?
I think I just puked on myself.
Yeah, that's gross.
No, go ahead and counter my theory right now.
So this is what I'm going to say.
Okay.
It's not that they're trying to kill the poor. They're trying to kill the fucking stupid people. Like, because even poor people know that, like, yeah, it's $5 for, like, a meal and you get a lot of food. But if you go to the grocery store and spend $60, you can eat for a week on that. Right.
Yeah.
And, like, you're going to spend more if you get paid $5 at every meal at Burger King for just two meals a day. That's, like, $10 a day times – oh, never mind.
Yeah. Okay. No, I know what you're saying. Yeah. No, I totally get that. You're right. You're totally right. But – listen to these commercials.
Yeah, please, yeah. Read them.
I'm going to do, like, normally I have Miranda voices, but I'm going to do my really douchey radio voice for these. Okay.
Can you do it? Can you do it in Miranda's voice, actually?
No, not at all.
Hi, sorry. I'm Miranda. That's my best Miranda.
That's a pretty solid Miranda. But Miranda listens to this, so I'm not going to do a Miranda impression.
Miranda, I'm sorry, baby girl. Love you.
All right, here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
Hurry into your area Burger King this Saturday and Sunday only and get Burger King's delicious hot dogs for only $1 and Burger King's chili cheese hot dog for just $1.29. You can only get this deal this weekend. Hot dogs for $1 and chili cheese hot dogs for $1.29. Don't let this deal pass you by. Going on at your area Burger King. Hot dogs? Burger King made hot dogs?
That's been a thing for a while, man. You can't really be incredulous about that.
Perfect your burger before you start making other forms of meat.
Whoa. Burger King, it's called... Okay, one, it's called Burger King.
I know, but they are not the reigning royalty.
It's not Burger... We're working on it. It's Burger King.
They should be the Burger Squires.
Burger Serfs, more like it. Yeah.
Burger peasants.
Burger slaves. Burger plebes.
Burger those guys on the ship that, like, bang the drum and move the oars.
Yeah, that's slaves, just for the record.
Oh.
I think.
Whoop.
No. Well, it depends.
All right, hold on. I got one more Burger King ad for you.
Yeah, please.
This one really just sends chills through my body. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Get into your area Burger King for some amazing deals on delicious menu items right now. Get two Whopper meals for just $10. That's two Whoppers, two fries, and two drinks. Also, get two breakfast sandwiches for $4 and a 10-piece chicken nugget for just $1.49. And don't forget to try the brand new Whopperito, made with savory flame-grilled 100% beef stuffed with creamy queso, pickles, diced onions, juicy tomatoes, and crisp lettuce, all wrapped wrapped in a warm flour tortilla. What are you waiting for? Get into your area Burger King now.
Here's my beef, no pun intended, with the boo! Fucking Whopperito. Man, alcohol's making me use that F word a lot. I'm past the quota for this episode.
Yeah.
Here's my thing with the Whopperito.
Yeah, tell me about it.
It's their normal burger in a tortilla shell, right?
Yes.
Like, what's the point? Like, why? What's the point?
It even lists the exact same ingredients of a Whopper, but then says wrapped in a warm flour tortilla.
That's what I love. That's what I love so much. That's why I was like, it's literally. I mean, I get that it's called a Whopperito.
Yeah.
But, like, just throw some mustard on that bitch, and it's just, I mean, it's a Whopper.
Yeah.
Perfect your burgers before you start making other types of sandwiches.
Okay, but Burger King's chicken sandwich, I think, is, like, their original chicken sandwich is one of my favorite chicken sandwiches.
See, I've gotten it 3 times.
Ever.
It's made me sick twice.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
The third time where it didn't make me sick, it was delicious.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I always get sick when I eat Burger King, and I think that's why I don't like it, but...
Okay.
Yeah. I'm a Wendy's boy. I'm a
spicy chicken fillet kind of boy.
Oh, you gotta tell me about Wendy's, dog. I know all about Wendy's.
Dude. Yeah. Didn't your mom work at Wendy's?
Yeah, my mom still... Yeah, she's GM at Wendy's, so, like...
Hell yeah.
I've been there... I've been all over that. Here, next time you get a spicy chicken fillet, get some cheese on it.
Oh, boy.
Just a slice of cheese.
Yeah, just one little slice on it, melt on top of that. Oh, boy.
It'll change your life.
Dude.
At my heaviest?
At my heaviest? Go
on. At my heaviest. One night I was working in Peru at the radio station. It was a November night. It was very cold outside. I was driving a 2006 Pontiac Grand Am. Wait, no, it was a 97 Pontiac Grand Am. I was way off.
Okay.
I had a 2006 Sunfire. That's what I was thinking. But I was driving a 97 Grand Am.
All right.
My front driver's side window would only roll down. It would not roll up.
Oh, no.
And I knew this. So when I would go to drive-thrus, I'd have to open my door like a weirdo
in order and, like, grab the food and everything. And that's really annoying. But
on this particular night,
I was working NASCAR. No. And that's that can be a really long ordeal. The race started at 7:30. So I'm like, I'm going to be here.
Experience.
What?
I said it's an arduous experience.
Yes. Great vocabulary.
Thank you. I pride myself on it.
You're a smart boy.
I would say I have an ostentatious vocabulary.
What does Austin have to do with this?
I hate you.
So, I'm thinking I'm going to be here for a while. I better go grab some dinner before this race throws the green flag.
So I drive my happy fat ass to Wendy's. And I'm feeling particularly lazy and fat this night, and I roll my window down without thinking to order.
November night.
It was very cold.
Yeah.
So I go through, and I'm thinking to myself, man, I'm going to be there for a while tonight. I better stock up on some food.
Oh, no. Oh, I know this story.
Yeah, this is where it gets really bad.
So much. Oh, my gosh.
I ordered 2. Count them, 2. Number 6 meals. Large.
For those of you at home, that is 2 large fries, 2 spicy chicken sandwiches.
Oh, baby.
And 2 large Cokes. Yes, I drank both of them.
Oh, no.
Yes, I ate both those sandwiches. Yes, I ate both those cartons of fries. But here's the best part. You know what I got for dessert? A small Frosty. So I pull up to the second window. The cashier lady opens the door, says, "Hi, hon, that'll be $16.78. And I go, "Yeah, that's perfectly reasonable for me to spend $16.78 on myself at Wendy's. Here's my credit card."
On what? Not even like, just on one meal.
On one meal for myself. And here, I took that back to the station, ate it within maybe 5 minutes. And we have a snack tray at the station. Like a little box with a bunch of snacks, and you're supposed to put coinage in it and grab a snack. I put in a note that said, "I owe you $1.25. And I grabbed a little tiny bag of Cheez-Its and ate that too.
Oh my gosh.
The very next day, I decided I needed to work out. And that was like almost 3 years ago.
As you should have.
That was the lowest place I've ever been. Was when I polished off that second large Coke and then finished my small Frosty. Oh my gosh. And now I have perpetual dad bod syndrome. PDBS.
It's not too bad. You're all right.
Yeah.
I've been fat since I was like 13, so I'm not sweating it. I mean, I wish I were sweating more in general so I could lose weight, but like...
Dude, I sweat so much lately. It's gross.
Yeah, I am sweating it actually because I'm fat and I get hot super easily. So.
Oh, jeez. Oh, no, but speaking of sweating...
Oh, no.
I went to the club a little bit ago.
Oh, baby, me too.
Ooh, let's tell our club stories and then we'll wrap this one up.
All
Do you
right.
have a club story?
Recent or just a good club story?
Just a good club story.
My best club story.
Yes, sir.
Do we want to be do we want it to be PG or what?
Dude, what? I said best club story, Chad.
Okay. So my best club one. Story.
You're not going to tell the one when you were here in Nashville for the 4th of July?
Oh, I should tell that one.
Tell both.
That could be a long segment.
Oh, is it?
No. It's okay. I'll tell Nashville first.
Okay, yeah. Tell Nashville first. That was fun.
All right. So that was one of my better club experiences.
Bam, bam, bam.
Yeah, so we go to... I ride down to Nashville with Cameron's cousin, Will.
He's basically everything I could have been in life, but am not.
Yeah, I was actually going to say that. So
I'm sorry. Shout out to Will Pearson one time.
Yeah, there's no way he listens to this. He's way too cool.
He's the coolest.
But, yeah, riding down, I was like, I think I like this guy more than Cam. And then we get to Nashville. I'm just kidding.
It's okay if you're not.
I'm kidding.
Anyway.
Stop. Is that hurtful?
No.
Oh, okay.
I was texting Jordan. Shout out to Jordan one time.
That's going to be every episode. Okay. No, I was just kidding. I don't like Will more than you. I just wish you were better. Okay. And then, so.
Same.
Joking once again. All right. We get to Nashville. Everybody's at the club. It's like, I think it was, you're an hour behind us. So it's like midnight our time, 11 o'clock Nashville's time. We're like, no way we're doing anything. Everybody gets back. We hang out for a bit. We play some poker or whatever. We go to bed. Next night, it's July 4th. We play party games all day.
All day.
All day.
Beer Olympics.
All day, son.
It was fun.
That was my Schmidt impression. We played party games all day, whatever. We watched some of the Euros. It's nighttime. Everybody's been drinking all day. We're like, yeah, we're going downtown Inville. That's what I call Nashville because it's shorter somehow.
In Louisville in the Ville?
No, I said Inville.
Enville. Okay. Yeah. Gotcha. The things that fall on you if you're an Acme cartoon.
Oh my! I was just about to go that direction.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, we go downtown Nashville. We go to the Honky Tonk. Is that what that place is called?
Yeah. No, we went to.
Speaking of anvils falling on you, we went to Acme.
Yes. Oh, yeah. That's it. Yeah.
We went to Acme, which Full is the circle. Real name of a place in Nashville.
The Acme Feed and Seed.
And on the way over, Will is walking with this babe, Lindsay. And this babe had a sister, Amanda. And I've never been, like, a wingman. Like, you would think I would have been, because I'm, like, large. And normally I don't get girls for myself. But this night, I was a wingman. And so Will's walking with her sister, or Will's walking with this girl, and then I start talking to all three of them, and I start talking to this girl, Amanda, and I don't know, we kind of hit it off. It was kind of cool.
Like,
it
was weird. Right now.
No, she's follows me on Twitter, but I don't think that she, like, pays any attention. So this girl, Amanda, we hit it off. We go up to the floor, and, like, Will, oh, and, like, I paid her cover because I had cash. She didn't have cash. We get up, Will starts dancing with his girl, Lindsay, and then this thing's kind of happened. I just started dancing with Amanda, you know, but not just any dancing, butt dancing.
Talking butt dancing.
We're talking about where the butt is on your front, baby. The best kind of dancing.
You've heard of Ted dancing. No, this is butt dancing.
Oh, that's really good. And so we do some dancing, and then we go. And, like, Acme's kind of open, and, like, you can, like, look out over the skyline of, like, Nashville. And it's really cool. It's really a pretty spot. And, like, we go over there, and then, you know, just things. You know, we made out. So that was a good thing. Yeah. it was so high pressure for me because everybody saw me talking to this girl up, and everybody's like, "Don't fuck up, Chad." everybody's like legitimately like Jared Perkins. Shout out to Jay Perk.
Dirty Perk?
Dirty Perk. Dirty Perky. He's like he's just like "Don't mess this up," like, in my ear. Cups his hand in my ear.
Yeah.
"Don't mess this up, man." It's like, and I'm just pretty drunk because we're like downtown. We've been drinking all day, and I was like, I mean, I don't think I will. I think it'll be okay. Everybody, just get off my back.
Yeah.
And then it was good.
My favorite part about that story is I had been drinking at home that whole night. We were playing blackjack, me, Kyle Anderson, and Derek Pond. Shout out to those losers.
Who probably don't listen. It's okay.
Yeah, we were pretty drunk, and then you came home, and I forget what you said. You were just joking with me about something, and then you, like, punched me in the shoulder or something, and I bitch slapped you across the face, and I immediately, like, it sobered me up like 1,000%. I was like, "Oh my gosh, Chad, I'm so sorry." I forget. I don't even know what you said, but I just slapped you. Open palm to the cheek, slapped you in the face.
Yeah, that was a hard slap. I remember that.
I meant it.
The thing is, I don't think I even like hit you that hard. I think, like, you said something, and then, and, like, this is the best part, is that I don't remember anything of what you said or anything. But I just remember, like, I gave you, like, a light punch.
Mm-hmm. Well, you hit me exactly where Kyle had been punching me all weekend. I think that's what did it. That was my trigger. Yeah. Is that Kyle punches me every time he sees me, but, like, he's stronger than me, so I don't react. So when you...
Whoa, bitch. What are you trying to say?
I'm not saying anything. I just knew that you would take a slap in the face better than Kyle.
Yeah. Also, that weekend, Kyle, like, threw water on me.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so I was that, like, was...
Tra-
so uncomfortable.
I was trash talking him, and like
he just lost his shit.
Yeah, I feel like if you're like trash talking someone who you've known for a few years, like
it's okay.
You know that you're both joking.
Yeah,
but Kyle did not, or he just was fed up. I don't know.
He was
maybe he had a bad day. I don't know.
I don't know, man. It was so weird.
He just tossed his water on it. No, it was Sprite.
Yeah, it was.
It wasn't water. It was like something sticky. And it like was on the walls and stuff.
Yeah.
And your brother and his sister and his wife's your brother and his wife's nice home in Nashville.
Remember Austin came down, my brother came down. He's a very tall boy, but he was wasted. And he comes down and he's sitting at the table and he's got this like white blanket draped around him. And the blanket has like frills on the end of it. And I was just sitting there telling him what he looked like. And I was like, Austin, you look like a candle that's like halfway melted and like the wax is running down it. I was like, you look like a marshmallow that someone threw into a campfire. We were just roasting him. It was so funny.
Yeah, it was good.
Man. Yeah, 4th of July was a good one.
That was a good... Oh, man. You gotta make it back there.
Yeah, dude, you really do. You do, so you can be live, and so we can start doing guest spots. That's what I'm saying.
Jordan said he's coming down. Shout out to Jordan two times. He said he's coming down in November?
November, yep.
Yeah, so... Cool.
Yeah, so we can have him as a guest then, because he'll be here.
Yeah, and I can ride with him down, and then we'll all be there.
Oh my gosh, that'd be awesome. I have enough mics.
Okay, perfect.
You have to buy a ticket to the show that we're going to, though.
No, I just won't go.
Yeah, because you slept through them last time. It's the same band that you fell asleep. You and Brian took a nap during a concert. I was so mad.
They had such nice couches out in the lobby.
Yeah, the Egyptian Room is a really cool venue.
How can you not sleep on those couches?
How do you not take a nap at a rock concert, man?
I was surprised there weren't more people napping on those couches.
I took a nap at a Hangout Fest in Gulf Shores on the beach, like during the middle of like some crazy loud band.
My friend Chris, who probably doesn't listen to this, but shout out to Chris one time.
Shout out to Chris.
He can fall asleep at any point. It doesn't matter how loud everything around him is. It doesn't matter if he lays down on his stomach and like puts his arm, like crosses his arms and like puts his head between them. That's like his like death position. Like he is asleep.
That's a superpower.
No, it really is. Like his like mutual friends I have with him like told a story about how they're like playing basketball or something. Like when the, so like they'll go to a few of them go to IU,
mm-hmm.
and they and Chris and a couple other guys go to Purdue. These are guys I worked with at summer camp, and they were playing basketball and like drinking and stuff. And, like, they had this speaker outside, and Chris laid down in front of it, like, just to lay down, and he just fell asleep.
In front of a speaker?
He did the death position. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, man.
That's hysterical. I can sleep on any mode of transportation, and I will.
Heck yeah.
Like, when I drive, I get tired, and that's a problem.
Yeah, I get sunflower seeds for that. Beef jerky chew helps too. It's really nice.
I just like beef jerky. I'll eat beef jerky on long car rides.
No, beef jerky chew.
I don't chew.
It's beef jerky chew. It's not chew.
Oh, it's not tobacco? It's just beef jerky?
No, it's just beef jerky that's cut up and you put it in your lip like chew.
Oh, hell yeah. I can get behind that.
Yeah. It's kind of cool, actually. It's nice.
I dig it.
Also, in September, I haven't done that at all, so.
Hey, good for you, man.
Yeah, proud of myself. Hopefully my dad doesn't listen to this. Because I've never done that.
Oh, shoot. Oh, boy. Do we have any emails, Chad?
Whatever. No.
Oh, well, that's embarrassing.
Yeah.
No, it's okay. We just put out an episode like a couple days ago.
Just cut this part out.
I'm going to. And, all right, yeah. Well, I've got a good club story, but I think I'll save it for next time because we're hitting that point where we should probably wrap it up.
Yeah.
But this has been a fun one, man. Like, I think we got episode 5 here. Let us know if you like the second episode in a week. Please, no, like, seriously, just send us a freaking email, would you?
Just text me. You're all personal friends of mine.
Text Chad. Probably. Text Cameron. Text,
Yeah.
Yeah. Email us at hoyweave@gmail.com.
Yeah. We want you to email us. Literally, that's what we want. If you need advice, anything, not just topics. Like, if you are having trouble at home, your dad's getting a little verbally abusive, email us. We'll give you some advice. I'm so sorry.
We'll tell you where to hide bodies.
Yeah, we'll tell you that where to go to the store groceries.
We'll tell you how to make a mean grilled cheese.
I love cooking. I can help you with that. Anybody.
Yeah, you really can. No, for real, though, if you want to send us any topics or questions or anything that you want us to talk about except politics, because we've clearly ruled that out in this episode.
That'll be something we refrain from talking about. Yeah,
we're not a politics podcast. We're the dad podcast. So email us at hoyweave@gmail.com. That's hoyweave@gmail.com. And Chad, where can they find you online?
You can find me online at Chad Hoy for literally everything. Facebook doesn't have an at, but it's facebook.com/chad.hoy. So it's just my name everywhere. If you search my name, I'll probably be the first Chad Hoy because I'm the most popular Chad Hoy that exists.
It's true. I've Googled him.
Yeah, there's only like 7 of us that I found on Facebook. Maybe there's more. Maybe there's more without Facebook. I don't know. But yeah.
Don't Google Cameron Weaver because he's a soccer star.
What?
Yeah, there's a Cameron Weaver that's a big soccer player. That's the big one.
Huh.
Yeah. But, oh, man, I have to pee so bad. We've got to finish this outro. I'm going to burst. Chad! I bet his phone died or something stupid. Hold on, audience. I'm going to try to call him on my phone. I used to call Chad on his cell phone. Sorry. I'll never say that again. I promise.
Hi, this is Chad Hoy. Obviously, I did not answer my cellular device, so I will get back with you as soon as possible. Thank you for your call, and have a great day.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Chad, this voicemail is the outro for our podcast that you so rudely abandoned us during. Thanks so much, everyone, for tuning into the Dad Podcast, Episode 5. Email us at hoyweave@gmail.com. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. See you next Monday. Bye-bye.